Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today I have a very, very NFL and college football special. It's to the University of Georgia and the Georgia Bulldogs. Kudos to the 15 players that have drafted in the 2022 NFL draft and to their head coach, Kirby Smart. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. And to my producer who's making it happen this morning, special thanks and love to Mr. Logan Landers. A lot of people that know me here on the platform here, 100 Yards of Football, me, Vincent Turner, know that I love the NFL draft. I've been watching the draft ever since 1983, when that class of all them six quarterbacks that went in the first round, from Dan Marino to John Elway to Tony Eason to Ken O'Brien to Todd Blackledge and to Jim Kelly. And I've loved every draft that I watched, the backstories, the players with their families. But I can truly say this draft that happened this past weekend probably is the most enjoyable draft that I've watched. And I'll tell you why. This season, the Georgia Bulldogs ended up winning the national championship. And I moved into this area in October 1996 from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. And I became friends with a lot of Georgia football fans. And out of all the fan bases, when you're talking about loyalty to your school, the love, the honor, I have to say the Georgia Bulldogs fan base is similar to like the LA Lakers, the Boston Celtics, and the University of Alabama. Well, right now, Dog Nation is at the top of the mountain. And I couldn't be more honored to talk about the 15 players and their head coach. Because to be honest, I'm just going to tell it like it is. I was jealous. I was hating. I didn't want to see Georgia win the national championship with Stetson Bennett under the center. But let me tell you something. You got to be a man and stand to the plate and recognize greatness. To the 15 players that were drafted by the University of Georgia, we broke a record of any school. That's something huge, man. And you had 5 Georgia players that go in the first round. 5 from the defensive side of the ball, from Trayvon Walker to Jordan Davis to Quay Walker to Devontae Wyatt to Lewis Sin. Think about this. Look at all the great players from other schools that's winning the first round. Miami, Jerome Brown, Ray Lewis, Warren Sapp. Y'all have entered that territory. It's unbelievable. It's something that is showing me that the University of Georgia is now maybe the king of the mountain. Nick Saban, you better start worrying. True story. Before I moved here, and I was thinking about moving to Atlanta, I was a big college football fan. Everybody knows I'm a University of Tennessee fan. I remember that game in 1995, a year before I moved here. Second game of the year. Peyton Manning was a true sophomore. Tennessee ranked eighth in the nation. I didn't really know nothing about Georgia football at the time. I was sitting on my parents' house down there at 1248 Singing Trees down in Memphis, Tennessee. And I saw this Georgia team. They had Mike Bobo on the center, Juan Daniels at wide receiver, Robert Edwards running the pier that night. But I remember this one player made an interception, I believe, in the third quarter, number 16. His name was Kirby Smart. I said, oh, that's a good play right there. I said, because I played safety. Read it right, broke back on the ball. I believe the interception was at midfield. Then rewind, the next year I moved to Atlanta. And one of my first jobs was at the Run and Shoot. And I became real good friends to a gentleman that was playing that night by the name of Rusty Beatles, who's the offensive guard. And me and him are real tight today. And I remember when Kirby Smart took the job and Rusty said this about Coach Smart. He said that, I predict, Vincent, in 5 years, Kirby Smart will have the Georgia program at another level. Like a trinity. Like Moses, the ocean is open. Because he told me something about Kirby Smart. He's relentless. He's committed. And he don't worry about what nobody thinks about him. Another true story. I remember when Coach Smart first got the job, there was a lot of Georgia fans apprehensive. His first season, I sent him a Twitter. On Twitter, I sent him a tweet. I said, God bless you, Coach Smart, and much success. Within 15 minutes, he probably can't do it now because he's Hollywood. He sent me a tweet back and said, thank you for everything. I appreciate it. Kirby Smart did that when he first took the job. And remember one thing he said. He said, it's not about the coaching. It's about me getting the players and shutting down that border with people coming in stealing our players from Georgia. What I really admire him about, not his 15 players getting drafted, but what he went through this season. He stuck with a guy that everybody else, including me, said he couldn't get the job done, especially after the SEC championship game. And he stuck with that young man from Blackshear, Georgia, South Georgia in the house. He didn't waver. He didn't care what nobody said. And the Dog Nation's at the top of the heap. And he had one of the best defenses that's came along in a long time. When I think about the Georgia defense in a player's draft, I think about that 1991 Washington Huskies team, coached by the late legend Don James. They had Steve Edman that went number one overall the following year. Tyrone Rogers, Anthony Mason, Donald Jones, Jamie Fields, Dana Hall, who played with the San Francisco 49ers, and Walter Bailey. The same type of defense. Because let's be honest, with all that talent on that Georgia defense this past year, they had to come together. And Kirby Smart laid the foundation and then let no outside interference bother them. Just a couple of years ago, we was talking about LSU was the greatest college football team that ever graced the earth under Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. They had 14 players drafted. But I'd be well not to say, maybe one of the greatest football teams. What happened this past season? The 2021 Georgia Bulldogs. with their 15 players drafted. And think about this. Justin Fields was in this class. Jermaine Johnson was with the Dawgs last year. And Adam Anderson, before he got into trouble, kudos and I hope he comes back. He was the best player. So technically you had 18 players drafted. 18. But it all goes back to the man upstairs. The guy that stirs the coffee. The guy right now that's on top of the world. And he's working right now. What I'm impressed about him, he came to the draft up in Vegas with his players. Stayed one day and then he got back to working. Is I'm seeing Bill Belichick too on the college level? And then kudos to the 15 players drafted. Trayvon Walker, Jordan Davis, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, Lewis Sin, George Pickens, James Cook, N'Kobe Dean, Channing Tindall, Zamir White, Jack Kamara, Justin Schaefer, and Jamari Slater. And when you look at Kirby Smart, I'm very afraid he's starting to ascend into that special group of coaches that's coached in the South. Can we say Bobby Dodd at Georgia Tech, 1945-1966? Can we say Bear Bryant, Maryland, Kentucky, Texas A&M, and Alabama? Can we say Bobby Bowden, Florida State? Can we say Vince Dooley, 1964-1988 at Georgia? Can we say Shirk Jordan at Auburn, 1951-1975? Can we say Eddie Robertson, Grambling, 1941-1997? Can we say John Vogt, 1947-1973, Ole Miss? John Heisman, with a Heisman Trophy was named after of in Auburn and LSU, Georgia Tech, 1895-1917. Kirby Smart is starting to come in that group of all the great coaches, Frank Broyles, Pig Sui, Arkansas, Barry Switzer, Boomer Sooner, Oklahoma, Jake Gaither, Florida A&M, Woody Hayes, the Ohio State, Aaron Parcese in Notre Dame, Nuke Rotten in Notre Dame, Dale Royal, Texas, John McKay, USC, John Merv, Tennessee State, and Frank Howard at Clemson. This young man from Bainbridge, Georgia, is starting to sin. He might be the best college football coach when it's all said and done, because he's going to win more national championships at Georgia. It's going to be some crazy over there in Athens. Nick Saban, I know you're feeling the heat. Lincoln Riley, I know you're feeling the heat. It's something special going down in Athens. And it's all about that young man, Kirby Smart. And Georgia's going to have a good football team coming back this year. They're not going nowhere. And the NFL is going to continuously keeping that pipeline open, running right through Athens. Like the spring water in a creek. Like where I'm from, how that Mississippi River flows on the banks from Tennessee all the way up to Minnesota. Kirby Smart is that guy. As we say in the hood, he's that dude. As we say on the national level, he is the man. He is the star of college football. And I can't believe it. I envy it because I'm a Tennessee fan and I'm a University of Memphis basketball fan. But I got to bow down. I got to give homage. I got to look up. The University of Georgia is going to be that program. Dabo Sweeney, you feeling the heat also. And Kirby Smart has done something that I didn't think he would do in his short time. He's producing football players, and he's producing at a high level. And the University of Georgia, the fan base, when I came in 96 and I got hired at Turner Broadcasting, I worked there from 1998 to 2006, and it was a lot of Georgia fans worked there. And I thought they were crazy and off the charts then. Boy, you better get ready. That's why Arthur Smith and Atlanta Falcons, baby, it's y'all time to rise. That's why Nate McMillan and Atlanta Hawks, it's your time to rise. Baby, Georgia's finna be uncontrollable. Kirby Smart is uncontrollable. You're not gonna be able to control him. He's finna be in that echelon. And I'm in denial, but I'm for real. I see it. One more time. Kudos to the 15 players drafted by the University of Georgia in the 2022 NFL Draft. Trayvon Walker, Jordan Davis, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, Lewis Sin, George Pickens, James Cook, N'Kobe Dean, Channing Tindall, Zamir White, Jack Kamara, Justin Schaefer, and Jamari Slater. Kudos to you, young man. All I got to say is kudos to Dog Nation. I might go out here and buy me a bulldog puppy and name her Ugga Vincent. Kudos to my great friend, Joseph Taylor. I love you, man. Number one University of Georgia football fan, a guy who knows the history from when Charlie Trippi was there. Kudos to Paige Bridgman. Man, two Sandy Spring graduates back in the late 70s and early 80s. Kudos to your football program. Kudos to all the Georgia fan base. The NFL is going to be calling in Athens. And I'm going to tell you, when you think about what they've done, think about Miami when they were sending out on players, Jerome Browns, in the 80s. The Benny Blaze, the Daniel Stubbs, the Bill Hawkins, the Ray Lewis's, the Warren Sapps, the Phillip Buchanan's, the Sean Taylor's, the Vince Wilfork's, Oklahoma when they were sending the Salmon brothers to the NFL, George Crummy, Daryl Hunt, Mighty USC with Ronnie Lott, Dennis Smith, Richard Batman Wood, Chip Banks, Ohio State with Jack Tatum, Chris Spellman, Tom Cousineau, Randy Gradishaw. Man, it's a new sheriff in town. And the school is the University of Georgia. And the head coach is Kirby Smart. Another coach I'm going to throw in there that he's ascending, like Robin Neyland at Tennessee, 1926 to 1952. All I can say, it's a great time to be a Georgia Bulldog fan. And to Mr. Amos Williams, kudos to you, sir. Much respect to you. And to your platform, 20 East. Even though we're not being on good friends and good terms, I got to give you kudos to your platform and your platform covering Dog Nation. You're at the top of the world right now, baby. I can't do nothing but say, hey, bow down to greatness. So my final words, before I get into that, very special thanks and love. He's also a Dog fan. We enormous babyface Logan Landis. Thank you for producing the show today. I know he in the background smiling. Alexander High School graduate, Douglasville, Georgia.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
It's like the great Horace Brown. When I moved to Atlanta in 1996, and Horace Brown had this song out that said, "One for the money, two for the show, three to get the honeys. Here we go. One for the money, two for the show, three for the honeys. Here we go. Georgia in the house. Be blessed. It's going to be very interesting over the next few years. It's a new king in town. And like my friend, Sandy Springs High School graduate of 1981, by way of Georgia State, I know him as Joey T. Joseph Taylor. The night Georgia beat Alabama, he said some things. He sent some things in the text. But he told me this: all you idiots and fools, get ready to, it's a new king in town and you better kiss his hands. His name is Kirby Smart. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.